Welcome back to Business Next on the Michigan Business Network. Having a great conversation today with sales trainer and coach Greg Coyne of Jerry Weinberg and Associates Sandler Training.
The role of social media in the sales process, is it important? Is it a distraction? What's your view?
Well, as anything else, you have to have some structure with it. So we have a marketing department. Ashley is our marketing person. She does all of our social media. And a lot of people will come to us wanting to use LinkedIn as a prospecting strategy. I think it's great. You have to have a strategy for it, though. Who are the people you're going after? Who are your top 50 or 100 prospects that you're looking for? And target it. Most people, they go out and it's kind of willy-nilly in terms of what they're going after. So if you don't have a prospecting strategy, it can be dangerous because you can get sucked in, whether it be Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and all of a sudden you're out on your own and time is gone and the day and the week has been spent. If I were a small business owner, I'd figure out a way to delegate that piece of business, either with someone internally or with a marketing or social media firm. I know that I have a feeling that some of these firms are feeling that they're getting free plugs, but at the same time, they should be, because these are important pieces of growth for any business. But a lot of times as a business owner, we see it as an expense. And in order to grow your business, you have to invest in it. That is key. So I guess to answer your question, Mike, it's a little bit of both. You have to have a strategy for how to use it in your prospecting toolbox, but you also have to have it from a marketing standpoint. And if you don't have someone internally to do that for you, I look to go to outside sources to hire someone.
So Greg, another question here is, and this resonates with my limited sales experience from when my wife and I own a small business. I hate cold calling. And it's such, I can't believe there's probably too many people out there who say, yeah, man, I just love cold calling.
Yeah.
But some tips and advice on you, how you kind of get over the hump and value and identify ways that you can use cold calling effectively.
Okay. No one likes cold calling, all right? We don't even like cold calling. But at the end of the day, it's something that we still do. It is still the most direct way to gather business or gather appointments. But there's a couple things that are involved. What's the goal of a cold call? And most people say to get an appointment. I will disagree with that. The main thing should be to qualify or disqualify a prospect. You've got to know that going in. But also, if you're not going to be one who goes and makes cold calls, because some people will tell you that, I don't make cold calls. Okay, understand this. What is your prospecting strategy to gather business that doesn't include that? Is it going to be going out and getting referrals? If it is, what's your strategy for it? Okay, are you going to be going on doing a B&I or a networking group? Or are you going to use LinkedIn to ask for introductions? Most people will tell you, if they own a small business, that most of their business comes from referrals. Here's a test that I want to do for everyone out there. I want you to pick the number of all the referrals that you had in the last 12 months. Write that number down. And then what I want you to do next, of all of those referrals, how many of those did you actively ask for? Meaning I would go to you, Mike, and say, who do you know that might be a good fit for Sandler Training here in Southfield? You have to have a good relationship with them, but it's another avenue that most people don't do.
And that's, in a sense, you're not picking up the phone and, well, if we had phone books, I guess you'd randomly dial phone numbers from the phone book. For those of you too young to remember phone books, used to be phone numbers actually on paper, but let's say you had a list, you're not just randomly dialing people. It's the cold calling process is warmed up a little bit if you have a list of people who you think could be qualified candidates for your sales or product.
Absolutely, and I always tell clients that you want a warm call. You want to be able for that person to expect your call. Doesn't mean everyone's going to have that. And I still recommend cold calling. I mean, it's 1-3% success rate. I get that. But back in my day outside of here, when I was in the advertising world, two of my biggest clients were cold calls. I would have never gotten to them had I not picked up the phone and made that dial. So most people don't like it, but you have to do it. And it's part of your prospecting strategy, or it should be.
So some closing thoughts from you on some parting words of wisdom to give our small business owners some optimism that they can become successful salespeople or have a successful sales operation.
No, certainly. And I think the biggest thing is people get really caught up that salespeople are born and not made, and that's just simply not true. All of us here, we're good at what we do, and we're experts at that, but it takes hard work. We weren't born by any stretch. Most people are not raised to be in sales. It's being doctors, attorneys, potentially accountants. Those are very admirable business paths. But at the end of the day, not all of us are raised to be salespeople. So we've got to be able to figure out, have processes in place, and be able to move forward with our business. Why are we doing what we're doing? And if we don't figure that out, that's going to be a struggle right there. But remember, if nothing else, you have rights as a business owner. You have rights to do business with who you deem fit, and also to turn business away. That's just as important.
Yeah, great advice.
My guest today has been sales trainer and coach Greg Coyne of Jerry Weinberg and Associates Sandler Training. You're listening to Business Next on the Michigan Business Network.